Wow, what a great show today. One of the best I think I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of really good ones coming out of you, Brother Gregory. I know that while Miss Cookie was out and ill, et cetera, she really missed your programming, and I'm really glad to say that she's back listening on air. Hi, Cookie.
Was she just ill with like a cold or a flu or something?
No, no, she was very ill and in the hospital for several months.
Oh, you know, we're into healing. you should have let us know.
Well, there you go. I was on the phone with Prayer Warriors daily with updates and specific things to pray for. So I ran out of time.
Well, that's the thing, is that's one of the things what we see in the network is it takes a lot of time to do this, and the more volunteers, it's like lifting a heavy load,
right.
You know, and we've done this before where we had to move some ironwood, which is a very heavy log. And it took, you know, you had to have a man every foot to pick this huge thing up. And they were surprised at how heavy it was. But together we picked it up and carried it a long ways and put it where we needed to put it. But if you leave this for a handful of people, and that's what you see in all the churches, there's a handful of really active people. But in the kingdom of God, everybody has to carry their own weight. And then the burden is light. And
right.
That's why it's so important.
Cookie has carried the burden for so many people for so long, and she's been such a help to everyone. It was just, it was wonderful to see people coming together to pray for her. And, we're just really happy to have her still with us, and back to listening to you on Saturdays.
Well, you know, Paul Bethke's back in Wisconsin now. And I guess, were they somehow possibly distantly related even? But, you know, he probably doesn't even know she's been in the hospital, so. But she's home now, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Paul's our mobile guy. He's traveling all over the country trying to help people set up congregations so that people can get in that practice of helping one another, because we've gotten away. That's really what made America great. It wasn't the Constitution. It was people taking the time and energy to help one another. They went to work, they took care of their family, but they also helped their neighbor. That's why both, you know, Jesus Christ and Moses said, love thy neighbor. That's not an emotional love. That's an actual practical thing where you have to be there for one another. But anyway,
I think that, well, just a little personal aside here, the little community that I live in, it seems that even though I couldn't say that person is a Christian and that person is a Christian and that person is a Christian, I see people pulling together and helping one another. So it's like God wrote it on your heart to begin with, and no matter what religion or belief system that you have, people have an innate desire to support one another.
Yeah, I think that the seed for that is still here in America because it was so strong at one time. But we know also at the same time that people have gotten farther and farther away from, which is why you have, you know, rapes and murders and nobody does anything in the street, sometimes in broad daylight. And that would have never happened, you know, 50 years ago. It just, you know, people didn't get away with that because everybody was involved. Now, there's still good people around, but they need to start exercising that spiritual resolve, that those social virtues. And
mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, we're really non-denominational. I mean, we have actual Jews, raised Jews, Orthodox Jews, who are now gathering in our congregations. They're beginning to understand who Christ is, but and not because of some, you know, pudding hand pastor is showing them, but because they're beginning to realize that Jesus and Moses were in agreement. And what they're also finding out now is the rabbis they've been going to aren't preaching Moses any better than the Pharisees did. So we don't care where a guy is coming from, you know, whether he was, you know, raised a Buddhist or a Jew or even a Muslim or whatever, or some had no religion as they were raised. It's where you're going, because this is just common sense. People have to start getting together, and not just locally, because in the days to come, you're going to have whole sections of the population who are going to have to move to other parts of the country in order to survive. And they're going to have to know who to know in those areas. And if you start building that network now and start having the feasts where people get together, start creating those ties with people in other parts of the country, wheat farms in North Dakota, cattle farms in Texas, and wherever, you're going to have a connection. You're going to have an inside track. Now, if everybody joins just to have that inside track and doesn't want to do anything for anybody else, they're not going to get very far in the network, because this is for people who are self-motivated and self-starting and actually do care about one another. Because we're not going to give you a list of these people, you know, and their address. You're going to have to get to know them. And that's what the early Christians were doing from John the Baptist to Pentecost and on. So when they had to flee Jerusalem, they left singing, because they had a place to go, because they had an international network of people who their belief wasn't about, you know, some sort of churchianity. It was about really caring. It was really written on their hearts to care about other people. We have that spirit in America, but we don't have it very organized. But it has to be grassroots, self-organized. That's absolutely essential if we're going to operate with a perfect law of liberty. You can't have somebody directing you from the top. You got to start finding that direction from the bottom up. But anyway, we've gone way over our time.
Yeah, but as you know, this next spot is open, and sorry I kind of jumped in there and started talking before we did your outro, but my computer was not cooperating, so I thought I'd just fill in the blank.
Well, we'll release the demon now so that it will now start to work again.
Exactly. Well, thanks again for being here, Brother Gregory. I look forward to it every week.
Okay. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.